The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has said Iranian youth were more than three decades ahead of their time when they called the former U.S. embassy in Tehran the nest of espionage. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei was speaking to a group of school and university students on the occasion of Student Day here in Iran. The leader referred to the fallout from U.S. spying activities on other countries. He said the term is now being applied by Washington's closest allies to refer to U.S. diplomatic missions on their soil. Ayatollah Khamenei further spoke of the talks between Iran and the UN Security Council's permanent members, plus Germany. The leader defended the Iranian negotiating team against criticism inside Iran. Ayatollah Khamenei said the Iranian negotiators are shouldering a tough responsibility and advised against criticism that undermines officials on duty. The leader, however, reiterated his skepticism of U.S. intentions, adding, "A smiling enemy cannot be trusted." Ayatollah Khamenei said American officials claim they are willing to negotiate with Iran, but at the same time they say all options are on the table.
مذاکره‌ای که امروز انجام می‌گیرد با شش کشور که آمریکا هم جزء این شش کشور است، این مذاکره فقط در مورد مسائل هسته‌ای است ولا غیر. بنده هم اول امسال در مشهد مقدس در سخنرانی گفتم در موضوعات خاص مذاکره اشکالی ندارد، منتها گفتم من اعتمادی ندارم، خوشبین نیستم به مذاکره، لکن میخوان مذاکره کنن برن بکنن.
Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined with Mr. Ibrahim Moussaoui, who is a political analyst, and he's joining us live now from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Moussaoui, as always, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, how do you assess the leader's statements, especially that of the U.S. embassies worldwide now being seen as dens of espionage?
Well, in the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful, I did read and I heard parts of the speech, actually, and read it all. I could only say this is a speech of wisdom and the speech of the wise. While the Americans are extending the hand of negotiations to the Iranian Ummah, to the Iranian nation, they still say all options are there on the table. At the same level, at the same attitude, this is a speech of sovereignty, of a sovereign state, of a willful and obstinate and a straightforward state and a wise leader, that while they say that, we are also cautious, we don't trust them, and we are going to continue to be aware of what we really need to do depending on ourselves. If these negotiations are going to yield success, then it's great. He is defending the negotiatory team, but at the same time, he is giving them the warning and he is advising them to be cautious of the American intentions. The Americans have been trusted by so many people and nations and leaders all over the world, and they were all betrayed. So when the Imam Rahbar Muqaddas say that, he is giving the advice for all the people and for all the negotiate team to be aware of the American intentions. So I would only say this is a really important indication about how Iran as a nation is continuing its way straightforward without promising itself with anything, but at the same time opening up and extending the hand of openness and dialogue and negotiations with the Americans. In either cases, Iran is going to be successful. In either cases, Iran is going to be triumphed.
And Mr. Moussaoui, if you could expand on that, you know, that when Ayatollah Khamenei spoke about spying, the U.S. spying on other countries, you know, how do you assess his statements on that? Certainly, it seemed quite significant.
You know very well, I mean, when it comes to the leaders, many of the leaders around the world, when the Americans smile at them, they would fall from their toll, actually. When you talk about the leader, when you talk about Iran, what did they change in the spectrum, in the political spectrum? Did Iran come towards America, or America, the superpower, came towards Iran? Everybody knows that the Americans were trying their hard, their best, and they were begging here and there and making mediations in order to take one photo for Obama with President Rouhani. They tried several times in order to make this phone call. So Iran continued in its track, in the steadfastness track, in the independence and sovereignty track, and the Americans changed after 33 years of sanctions, of embargo, and of wars, and of conspiracies. So now again, Iran is in a position to explicitly demonstrate and manifest its positions. The leader who has been approached, and Iran who has been approached by the Americans, is saying and pinpointing to a very important thing. If America is doing this to its allies, if America is making a whole network of deep espionage against its own allies, against its own proponents, so how come for the enemies, how come for the adversaries? This is a very important indication that Iran is open-minded and open-eyed about all the American attitudes towards it, and is really telling the people, come and see. This is this the United States that many nations and many leaders try to open up for it is coming to us in order to open up to it. And this is a very important indication about the steadfastness and the sovereignty and the independence policy that Iran has followed by the wisdom and by the directives of the leader. I believe this is a very important turning point now. Iran is negotiating from the strong position. Iran has the upper hand. It will not accept in any way to be dictated by the American smiles or the American opening up or the American extending hands.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now, but of course we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Ebrahim Mousavi speaking to us live from Beirut.